Hallelujah. 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 Somebody shake off the devil and say hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Just go ahead and shake the devil off. Hallelujah. Go ahead and just shake him off. Just shake it off. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Just shake the devil off. Come on, somebody. And just come on now. Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy. Somebody didn't wake up this morning and they didn't know him. But you woke up and you know him. Can somebody give God some praise? Hallelujah. The breath in my lungs. The breath in my lungs. God bless you. Hallelujah. Genesis. Genesis chapter 2. Excuse me. Excuse me. Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. I'm going to be skipping around here today. I'm going to go Genesis chapter 3, 1 through 5, then verse 9, then 12 through 13, then 22 to 23. Hallelujah. Now listen, hopefully our visual department got the thing that pops up on the screen for us so you don't have to hop around there. But stick with me. Hallelujah. I'm just so grateful to be here. Are we good here? Are we good? Amen. Hallelujah. Over the last few weeks, I've been working with somebody who is pretty much in a situation where they're losing everything. Where they're losing everything. Had an amazing marriage, had homes, cars, businesses. But now they're in a situation, and I'm working with them, where they're losing it all. They're losing everything. And I'm watching this stuff happen before my eyes as I'm trying to help this individual. And the Lord gave me this principle. He gave me this principle as this individual is losing everything. If we submit to God's instruction and authority, we shall abide in his promises and his presence. If we submit to God's instructions and authority, we shall abide in his promises and presence. But if we avoid his words and authority, we will be tempted to be the authority and lose everything. If you don't abide under his word and his authority, you are tempted to become the authority and lose it all. And that leads me to this text. Hallelujah. The Bible reads, I'm reading verse 1. Now the serpent was more crafty. I'm reading from the NIV version. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" Verse 2, the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden." Verse 3, "But God did say, you must not eat fruit from the trees that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die." Verse 4, "You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman. Verse 5, "For God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Hallelujah. But the Lord God, verse 9, "But the Lord God called to the man, 'Where are you?'" Verse 12. "The man said, 'The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it.' the woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree and I ate it. Verse 13. Then the Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me and I ate. Verse 22. And the Lord God said, the man, hallelujah. And the Lord God said, the man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. So the Lord God banished him. So the Lord God banished him. Banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. Hallelujah. If we submit to God's instructions and authority, we shall abide in his presence and his promises. But if we avoid his words and authority, we will be tempted to be our own authority and lose it all. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, for the next few moments, Father, I'm asking you to have your way. Hide me behind your cross, God. I don't know what you're about to do, but I give you permission to do it and to have your way. Father, hallelujah. These people, your people, have come to hear a word from you. I'm asking God, use this instrument, use this vessel. I am willing to do what you want me to do. And I am bold to receive whatever it is that you want to send. Bless the hearts and minds of your people today so that we don't forfeit our promises or your presence. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. Touch your neighbor and just say, I love you. I love you. Just touch your neighbor. Just touch your neighbor. Somebody didn't tell somebody they love them. Touch your neighbor and say you love them. Somebody didn't hear you love them. Just touch your neighbor and say you love them. Somebody didn't hear I love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Last week, we talked about the garden. We talked about the garden. The garden. Hallelujah. The garden comes from a Latin word, gan or ganon. It means to surround. It means that you're surrounded by hedges, by a force field. I don't know who I'm talking to, but in the spirit, you are surrounded by a force. Now, some of us in our garden, some of us feel like we were born in the wrong garden. Yeah. I was born to the wrong family. I was born in the wrong home. I was born in the wrong diet. I was born in the wrong gender. I was born in the wrong country. I was born with the wrong IQ. Come on, I was born in the wrong school district. I was born in a situation. I know some of us feel like we were born in this garden that and you didn't deserve it. Yeah. You didn't deserve it. Right. You didn't earn it. But God placed you there because he trusts that you can handle everything around you in that garden. I know some of us in our garden feel lost in our garden. Some of us almost quit. You might have stopped, but quitting is not stopping. Come on, stopping is not quitting. You may have stopped, you may have paused, hallelujah, but anytime, honey, anytime, press the play. Come on, some of us are still eating the wrong fruit in our garden, hallelujah. But God trusts you. He has faith in you that you can work that garden. Somebody touch the neighbor and say, work the garden. You trust, work the garden. You can work the garden. This is how we learned last week of how we eat. We eat, we're rewarded when we're working the garden. What did I just say? You eat when you work the garden. If a man doesn't work, he don't. This is how we eat when we're working. I know sometimes we get a little lazy and we don't feel like working and we want to play the lottery because we want to hit the lottery. But I'm here to tell somebody, you are the lottery. Honey, you hear what I'm saying? It's billions of sperm that try to make it to the egg, and you won, honey. Yeah. Oh, that's just messing me up. I won. Don't ever say you never won at nothing, honey. You beat millions of sperm, and you made it. God made a way. Work it. This is how we eat. You are a miracle. This is how we eat. But just working the garden is not just how we get fed, but it's how we get joy. Oh, God. Oh, I wish somebody knew what I was talking about. Joy. His joy, his everlasting joy, his peace upon you. His joy is my strength. Hallelujah. His joy is a spiritual joy. It's not dopamine. Remind me to get back to dopamine. It ain't dopamine. It's joy. I remember when I was in a depression. I wish it was somebody that knows what a depression feels like. When you can't get joy in things and you're searching for peace, I'm searching for hope, but I can't find it. And I want out. Am I the only one? And I want out. But I heard the Lord tell me in my heart, the way out is in. Into what, Lord? Into my joy. If you learn to work your garden, you will receive his joy. How do you know, Pastor? Let me give you scripture. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 25, don't go there. Just believe me and go back and read it later. Get the tape. Jesus is giving a parable about the kingdom of heaven. What is it like? It's like that garden you're in. What is it like? And Jesus is explaining that the journeyman, the rich journeyman, leaves bags of gold. Hallelujah. Somebody say, slow down, Pastor. Woo. My Lord. I'm trying to get to the game too, huh? Y'all? Hallelujah. 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 Slow down, Pastor. Praise the Lord. The Ravens are about to beat them boys. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm excited. Just like I'm excited about this joy. The Bible says that he leaves 5 bags of gold. He leaves 2 bags of gold and 1 bag of gold. This is based on the ability of the servants. One servant received 5 bags of gold from the rich journeyman. Another one received 2. Another one received 1. The one that received 5 bags of gold, the Bible says that he put his bags of gold, he put his money to work. Somebody say, work it. He put what God gave him to work. So don't tell me you don't have what you need to put to work. You got everything you need. You just got to work it. Hallelujah. And he trusts you to work it. The Bible says when that rich journeyman came back, that one that had 5 bags of gold doubled it. And he came back and said, look, you gave me 5, but I gave you double. I'm bringing you 10. And the journeyman says, you good and you faithful servant. You've been faithful over just a few things. I know you just got a few things in your home. I know you got a few things around you. I know you just got a little few things floating around your mind. But be faithful to that. Hallelujah. He says, you've been faithful over a few things. I will make you a ruler over much. Now watch this. The Bible says, Jesus said that the journeyman says, good job, you good and faithful servant. Now come into my joy. I'm not going to only make you a ruler over much, but I will bring you into my joy. Oh, I wish somebody had knew what spiritual joy was like. Joy that can only come from the Father.
Come on, come on, come on.
Oh, my God. Spiritual joy. Don't confuse it. Don't confuse it. What was my word?
Dopamine.
We're going to work the thing today. Dopamine, hallelujah, is a neurotransmitter in your mind. It's a hormone. It is your reward and your pleasure center. Let me talk to somebody. It is your reward and your pleasure center. So we're constantly trying to get our dopamine to rise because we're looking for joy. I know nobody ain't ever did drugs before, but they say once you reach a certain, your first time of high, you spend your whole lifetime trying to reach that same high. Dopamine. Come on, somebody. When you smell that good food that you're craving, that keeps us obese because we love that cake and we love that ice cream. It's coming today, too. It's coming today. That ice cream's coming. Ice cream for everybody. Hey, look. Make sure Glenn gets 5 of them. We're in a competition. The dopamine levels rise when you, for your food, it rise whenever for competition. You like sports? We like the Ravens? Amen? Your dopamine rises. You smoke? You smoke, you drink. Dopamine, it rises because the flesh craves it. It's looking for joy. It's looking to be rewarded. Come on, somebody. The dopamine is looking for joy. Come on. I want to, how many kids we got in here? Fornication. Let me use a word I got to look up. Fornication.
Come on. Make it plain, Pastor.
The pursuit for fornication and having fornication raises your dopamine levels.
That's right.
Yes, I am. I like to. The pursuit of fulfilling your dopamine is easy. It is of the flesh. Don't entangle it with intimacy. Don't entangle your fornication with intimacy. This is why those of you who are in pursuit of marriage, making love in marriage is different than fornication in the world. I wish I had some married folks. It don't jump off as easy when you was in the world. Why? Because when you were in the flesh, hallelujah, your flesh deceives you and it thinks that it's easy. And guess what? It is. Watch this. When you're married, you gotta work. And remember what I told y'all last week. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. He messing me up. I'm sorry. And when you're working it, it feeds you. It returns back into you. You understand? When you're in intimacy, you wake up in the morning. Come here. Yeah. Hallelujah, right? When I wake up in the morning, hallelujah, it's intimacy. I got to kiss her. Tell her I love her, hug her, affirm her. Baby, you're beautiful. Even if she got toothpaste around her mouth, even if her breath stinks. Baby, I love you. You're fine. And later on, I'm text messaging her. I love you. Intimacy, I'm putting that work in. Hallelujah. I'm sending flowers to the house. Hallelujah. Hey, baby, what you doing later on today? Hey, listen, go to the pedicure and the manicure spot. I'm getting your hair, your nails done and your toes done and your hair did. Intimacy. That take work. Sit on down, beautiful woman. I work for that. Hallelujah. But I work for that. And guess what? Because I worked in the front end, I get rewarded in the back end. You understand? Because I worked in the front end, I get blessed and rewarded in the back end. But fornication is a deception because, watch this, you think it's free and it's no cost in the front end. But the cost is in the back end. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, but the gift of God, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, the gift, we got to work. Hell, have a seat for my gift. But the work, you got to work. You don't work, you don't eat. The only reason I said the gift of God is eternal life, I didn't want to call you, it's not eternal life in the flesh, but you know what I mean. But they knew what I mean. But the gift of God. The gift of God is eternal life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The joy. The joy. Hallelujah. This is why we got to be so careful. Because what also heightens that dopamine is ministry. It's ministry. Why? Because the gifts are given without repentance, and what I'm doing as a giver, gifting, is easy. It's as easy as an apple on an apple tree falling to a ground. That's called fruit. It's easy, it's easy, it's easy. This is why we got to be careful of who we're entertaining. Because you have ministers, I'm going to tell it. You have ministers, pastors, prophets, bishops, whomever that's trying to spread the gospel. Listen to me. Some of them who are not trying to give God reverence or reference or glory are trying to feed themselves.
Yes.
Somebody say dopamine.
Dopamine.
You cannot get joy from the people. Only Christ Jesus can give you joy. Hallelujah. So we find ourselves tagging ourselves, clinging to people's gifts. But understand, if they're not referencing, if they're not leading you to Jesus, chances are they're trying to feed themselves. They are becoming the authority. Instead of leading you to God, they are becoming God, feeding themselves. Do you follow me? You sure? Don't fall for the gifts. Because any speaker, any public speaker, yearns to be fed by the people. And amen. Money, affirmation, how'd I do? Constantly trying to get joy from you. But joy only comes from the Lord. Only comes from the Lord. You got a book. This book right here, this is Jesus. Let me get deeper. This is God. I only got two believers. I said this right here is God. So if anybody makes a claim to you that's not rooted in this scripture, they cannot reference this scripture, chances are it ain't God. That's why you got to be careful of who prophesy on you, who pray on you, who preach it and teach it to you. Because if they ain't leading you to this, who is God? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. It's God. It's God. Hallelujah. Joy. Hallelujah. Adam is in his ministry. Right? He's working the land. Hallelujah. He's working the land. He's dressing it. Then God sends him animals to minister to. What does he do, Pastor? He's giving them purpose. He's naming them. He's giving them purpose. He's affirming them. He's giving them a reason to live. Purpose. He's naming the animals. It's ministry. Yes. But he cannot eat from the animals. They can't feed him spiritually. He can only get joy and get fed from the Lord. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. And when God sees this, God is ready to expand the kingdom. Somebody say, expand the kingdom.
Expand the kingdom.
He wants to expand the garden that you're in. And so God says, this is not good for man to be alone. We need to get you a helper quickly, because you can't expand it the way I want to expand it by being all one. So the Bible shares with us, he puts Adam to sleep and takes a rib from his body. Now I got to talk to somebody. I know you're in search for your help. I know you're on Facebook, Instagram. You got your search engines searching for a companion. Hallelujah. But God put that desire in your heart. He's going to send you what's for you. You ain't got to search for it. It's going to come to you. The Bible says, he that findeth a wife. Wow. Listen. Adam woke up and was like, oh, whoa. Wow. The Lord gave him his wife while he was working the garden. I don't know who I'm here to talk to, but don't stop working. Keep working, and you're going to find your help in the work. While you're working the garden, while you're ministering, while you're working the garden, he will show up for you. Don't stop. Keep working, and he will send you what's due you. And the Bible says that it was a rib. Hallelujah. It wasn't somebody higher than him or lower than him. It was cut from the same cloth, baby. He named her woman, flesh of my bone of my bones. So I know you might be looking for somebody that's more educated than you, or somebody that's weaker than you, but God is going to give you somebody that's equal to you. Come on, somebody. I'm feeling that. Hallelujah. This is the peace. When God names you, When he gives you purpose, he tests you. This blessing me right now. I'm just going, just FYI. When God names you, he gives you purpose, then comes the test. This thing blesses me to know that I thought that when I get tempted, God was not even in the equation. But no, when God has given you a title, a position, an elevation, he pushes you to be tested. It messed me up. I said, Lord, okay, now I understand that I have the freedom not to fail. Because before, I didn't know he was involved, but he's watching over me. He sent me into a thing to begin with. Pastor, chapter, verse. Pastor, how you know? I got to give you biblical reference, right? The Bible shows us in Matthew chapter 3, I believe it's verse 17, that Jesus is baptized by John the Baptist. And Jesus comes out of the water, and the Spirit comes down like a dove. And the voice from heaven says, this is my beloved title. Come on, title. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Uh-oh. Listen to what I'm saying. Here comes the test. The Bible says, and the Spirit leads him into the wilderness. It didn't say the devil led him into the wilderness. It says that the Spirit leads him into the wilderness to be tempted. Touch your neighbor and say, you have freedom not to fail. You following me? The Bible says, that when Jesus had fasted for 40 days, 40 nights, this is Matthew chapter 4, that the devil came tempting him, creating doubt. This is the devil's secret weapon. He creates doubt. So God has already claimed that he's the Son of God. Satan says, if ye be the Son of God, prove it. Turn this stone into bread. Now, this is the magic weapon. Jesus, this is, listen, if you don't remember anything, just remember this piece. Jesus gives reference. He gives a reference to what is written. This is so that Jesus does not become the authority, but the word. So they prophesying on you now, but they don't have no this. Chances are. And Jesus says, it is written. Jesus is quoting Deuteronomy. All three times Jesus rebukes him, he's quoting scripture. It is written. 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 Because the word is his authority so that he doesn't become the authority. Yeah. It is safety. It is safety in submitting yourself to the authority. Right. There's safety in it. People come to me all the time. Hey, pastor, can I borrow a couple dollars? Hold on, let me go holler at my wife first. Hallelujah. It's safety in making sure that I make sure that I subject myself in our agreement. Most relationships allow people to get involved in their relationship bypassing the agreement. Before we make a decision, it has to first be an agreement between her and me. Oh, I only got one hand. He bears record. Jesus bears record. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Test, 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 test. Test, test, test. Now, where's my microphone? Where's my microphone? Give me a mic. Test, test, test. Now let's look at this. I want, Miss Leo, you here? Come here, Doc. Test, 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 test. Get him Genesis chapter 3. You, I want you speaking. Give me Genesis chapter 3. We're gonna bring this thing home. Oh, we doing good. Give me Genesis chapter 3, and we're going to play around a little bit. Amen? Hey, I don't got to tell you to put a preacher voice on. We know. Amen?
I just love the word.
Amen. Hey, let's play around a little bit. I just want to go back. And, I just want to hit the ping pong back and forth with you. Amen? So you're going to read. We're going to start off at chapter 3. Just go ahead and read verse.
Genesis chapter 3, reading from the NIV. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, did God really say, you must not eat from any tree in the garden?
Stop right there. Now hear me here. The serpent. Oh God, thank you, Jesus. I'm just here. He just downloaded. Just stay here. Stay here. You got to know what you're dealing with. In your garden, you're going to have some things come into your garden that wasn't planted there. You follow me? And they're going to slither their way into your thing. And guess what? Because you do the right thing and you're spiritual, you're going to minister to them. But you got to understand something. You got some demons in hell that are ancient, that knows your character, that's been watching you. This particular story, we're talking about Diablo, devil, Satan. Lucifer. I need you to understand something. I need to touch your heart right now. Satan was able to convince a third of angels.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Away from God's authority. Becoming their own authority. And guess what happened? God kicked them out of his heavenly garden. Do you hear what I'm saying? His own angels. Satan was able to convince. I can see, dude. We got to have faith. I don't know. Maybe I'm talking to myself. I got to pray at home just to feel a presence. They were looking at him. And Satan convinced them to leave their authority to become an authority. Wow. You're dealing, listen to what I'm saying. You better know your stuff. Because the devil knows more than you. That's dopamine, what I'm doing. That's dopamine. Keep going.
Verse 3. The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden."
What did he say, verse 2? What did he say, verse 2?
Oh, that was verse 2. My fault. The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees."
Oh, no. Go back to the question he asked.
Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?
That's good. So that's doubt, right? His weapon is doubt. Now what happens, minister? And I need you to be, come on, give me that roar.
The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die."
Stop right there. Uh-oh. Somebody say uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Listen to what he said. Number one, that's not what God said. That's number one. God did not say that. There was a when somebody quotes the word, make sure they quote that word. Because anybody can take the word of God out of context to mean what they wanted to mean and manipulate you. Do you hear what I'm saying? And the devil will work you up. Keep doing it. Eve was not there. Hear me. When God gave that instruction. She wasn't there. And she fumbling the whole scripture. It's not what he said. Hallelujah. Let's belabor the point. They get the point. Hallelujah. So what does Satan say after she made that statement about what God said when she never heard from God?
Verse 4, "You would not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil."
Stop right there. Hallelujah. When you eat from it. We got to be careful. This enemy, think about this. She messed up because she did not reference her authority. Her authority was Adam. She didn't have scripture. She doesn't have scripture to reference, but she has an authority to reference. And because she doesn't go to her authority, Satan, who knows God better than she do, watch this, she knows Adam better than he do. And if she would have went back to her authority, which he don't know, then guess what? They would have had to battle it out there. But she doesn't. She bypasses her authority, giving him a crooked word. Now Satan uses that because she has no authority. Satan, he stumps on you when you have no credible authority. Stay right there, minister. You got to have references. For an example, I'm going to get you out of here. If somebody came to me about some Donald Trump, former president Donald Trump, you know what I ask? What are your references? What you look, who you watching? The CNN, CNBC, Fox News, MSNBC? What are you watching? What are you reading? The Sun, Baltimore Sun, the New York Post, the Chicago Tribune, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch? Y'all passed the read. Hallelujah. I want to know your references, because when we can link it back to the reference, we got to argue with that. Not you, but now you give Satan authority because you have no authority. You think you've become an authority. No. If God is not your authority, Satan becomes your authority. Do you hear what I'm saying? Now read what happens.
Verse 6. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate.
Stop right there. Stop right there. When she found out that it was good for wisdom, she yearned for authority. She was looking for her own power. Not from her authority. I want my own wisdom so I can go back and argue. I don't want to submit to the word of God. I want to have my own thing, my own authority. I want to do my own thing. Come on, somebody. I don't want to submit under the authority. And you're flirting with becoming the authority, losing it all. That's good. Stay right there, because I like looking at you. Hallelujah. That's a blessed man of God. Because I might need you. That's why I said, praise the Lord. Praise God. Just like Satan did, she didn't only eat of this fruit of wanting to be the authority. She gave it to her husband. She influenced him away from the power of God. Because you're not scripturally sound and submitted to the authority, you can also pull others away from God. And that blood is on your hands. Hallelujah. Blood is on your hands, because you go and you want to fulfill your dopamine. This thing is for real. And just like the angels, the Bible says that he kicked his firstborn. This is his firstborn. Adam, in his image and his likeness. And here comes the test. And he failed it, because he wanted to be an authority and not submit to God's authority. And God kicked him out of what he had, the garden. He kicked him out. And if he kicked his angel out, Satan, and a third of them, and he kicked his firstborn, Adam, out of the garden that he set for him to build and grow, God, if you don't submit to him as the authority, he will kick you out. I want you to go to John. You got John's gospel? John's gospel. I think it's chapter 20. We're going to close here. Go to verse 15 for me. John's gospel, we're going to close here. John's gospel, chapter 20, verse 15. Just real quick, Jesus Give me some of that good music. We're closing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's good time. Hallelujah. God's got you out by the ice cream time and football game. Hallelujah. And you got fed. Hear me what I'm saying. Jesus had been crucified for our transgression. Do you hear what I'm saying? He'd been crucified, making you worthy. The word deserve means to vote to serve, giving you the ability to say that, you know what? I deserve everything that God has given me because I'm willing to devote and serve it. That's what the word means, devote to serve. He had died. And as if all was lost, everything that you've ever believed in, everything that you've ever done is over. I got kicked out the garden. It's over for me. Then it was a woman named Mary Magdalene who came to see her Savior laid dead, to only find an empty tomb. And she's crying and weeping because she believes they stole the body of Jesus Christ. I want you to see this. What does it say?
John's Gospel 20:15, NIV. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?"
Go, say that again, but louder and slower.
He asked her, "Woman,
why
are you crying?
This is Jesus. Go ahead.
Who is it you are looking for?
Who are you looking for?"
Thinking he was the guard.
Stop. Thinking he was the gardener. That's blowing my mind right now. I thought I was kicked out the garden. I'm seeing Jesus and thinking he's the gardener. He's the gardener. What does he say?
She said, "Sir, if you had carried him away, tell me where you had put him and I will get him."
Keep going.
Said to her, "Mary."
Mary.
She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher.
Stop right there. This is how I imagined it. Just like this. Not a shout, not a yell, nothing to feed my dopamine. But so that you could receive true joy. There is somebody that is in this room that is stuck. You may have felt like you got kicked out the garden because you haven't worked it right. You've been complaining. You've been crying. You've been living under your own authority, which is really the devil. But you've been living under your authority and not under the authority of his word. And Jesus, for who that is, he is up here. He's that gardener. He's been raising your garden while you've been gone. He's been raising the garden since you've been gone. I'm not about to beg you. If that is you, he's calling your name. He called Mary. Rabboni. Rabboni is up here. Your rabbi. He's up here at the altar. If that is you, come on home back to your garden. There is work to be done. Amen. Elders, I need you up here. If you're somebody, God is so good. I'm sorry. I'm eating. I learned I got to eat from him. If that is you, welcome back to the garden. The harvest is plenty. But the laborers, the ones that work the garden, are few. And God is calling you home. Give me the anointing. I want to anoint these elders' hands. Do it. Turn that music up just a little bit. We want to get in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Hey, this oil smell like garden. Come on and get. Come on and get what you need. The gardener is up here. He's been holding your stuff down. If you're somebody that is looking to be saved and you want to give your life to the Lord, will you come? You love the Lord. You want to give your life to Him. And you haven't given your life to the Lord. And you want somebody to touch and agree. Will you come? He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's the greatest lover. Oh, no, listen to what I'm saying. The type of joy that He gives is everlasting and everlasting. I want His joy. Unthinkable joy. Hallelujah. If you're tuning in online, you just heard this word, and you want to give your life to the Lord, and you're in the space, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. And I want you to accept them into your heart. I want you to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe that Jesus died for me and the Spirit rose Him up from the dead. Hallelujah. Lord, I accept You into my heart. You are my Lord and Savior. I believe in You. And if you said those words, we believe you are saved, but that's not it. Make sure you find a Bible preaching that can reference the Bible and what they say. Hallelujah. Find a church so that you can grow in your salvation. Amen. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. While I still got your attention, I want you to open up your hearts. This is one of the greatest times of service because we get to give. And while God is constantly proving our identity, we get to prove His in our giving. Come on, somebody. If you would, at this time, if you're technological and you don't have checks or cash, you can go to our text to give. Our text to give. Elder Ice, do you want to give that new number? All right. When you go into your text, type in the number, or type in text to give. That's T-E-X-T to G-I-V-E. Text to give. Got it on the screen. To the number 84321. If you want to text, if you're online and you want to give into this amazing ministry, hallelujah. Text to give to the number 84321. Amen. Hallelujah. When you have your givings, your offerings from your heart, just raise it unto the Lord. I want to pray for you. When you have it, just raise it up in the air so I know. This is so sacred, we'll give it as a sweet smelling aroma unto the Lord, because he's worthy. Amen. Let's go. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We give our time, our talent, our gifts to you right now. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you would receive it as our first fruit. And Lord, we know you know what to do with it. And we are confident that you will restore us with your everlasting joy tenfold. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.